Hey everyone. I'm going to read something that I wrote some time ago, and it's quite personal to me, so I'm not going to give any details as to what this writing means. Make what you will of it. It could have a variety of different interpretations, expressions. I can say that I did fall for someone, and it was the wrong person, and it was the wrong situation, and my heart was broken. And perhaps his was too. So let's read. This is called Shadow. I look down the path and see a shadow. Yet there is nobody to accompany it. It stands still directly across from me. I am confused, scared. Did I die? Is this real? My instinct, though, wants to go to it. And I do. The shadow still remaining. I'm getting closer. Goosebumps. My heart pounding to get out of my chest. Then it moves closer towards me. As if rethinking this decision now. The shadow turns around and begins to hurriedly walk away. I start to quicken my pace. Wait, please don't go. Why do I want the shadow to stay? Why am I now running after it? The shadow is fast, too fast. It passes through the fence. I can't, obviously, and it's too high to hop over or climb. It stands still now, looking at me. No eyes, though, but it's looking. I feel them. The shadow changes colors with the flow of a lava lamp. I ask, "Who are you? Why did you decide to turn around and leave?" I want to know so much more. You know me, silly, he connects telepathically. Don't you get it? He asks. Don't you know by now? Instantly, I do. The one I can never have. The one who will never stay, but wants to. The one who loves me and another. The one who is doing right while I continue to do wrong. The one who is now reaching out and grabbing the fence. He's real. I can see now that he has never been a shadow. He talks to me. There was no telepathy. He says, "I have to go now. And so do you. Turn around, don't look back." But I don't want to leave. How could I not turn around if I were to? I want to be on his side of the fence. I know now. I know better. I have a right to be angry. I have a right to cry. His skin. So beautiful. I want to touch him. His eyes. They stare straight into mine. Someone had to, he says, sounding unsure of himself. He wanted me to be the one to end it, for me to be the bad guy. I yell, I know that, damn it. And you know I hate endings. His face and body, a chameleon when expressing, went inside. He abruptly tells me goodnight and that he is no longer going to visit my dreams. And then he turns, letting go of the fence he gripped so tightly. I had watched how his knuckles were pulsating before, remembering his grasps on me. He feels it too. He feels torn apart. Pain, no regrets, and yes, the love for me and another. I'm now a shadow to him, but no longer following, drifting away further and further. I keep walking. And I don't turn around.